Good afternoon, Muskegon. Welcome to Torn the Two for this October 25th, 2024. I'm your host, Gregory T. Roberts. My cohort, Pastor Melvin Burns, will not be on the show today, but still, we have a lot to accomplish. Remember that this show is brought to you by Bishop Custom Series and Entertainment. For all your entertainment and needs, see the Bishop. We have a busy show today. Of course, weather outside is a beautiful day. High of 60, low of 47. And also the trip to Africa 2025 project has started. Make sure you donate to that cause. With that said, we have to get right into the show. Do me a favor, like I'm doing right now. I'm grabbing my phone and I am sharing this to my Facebook page because knowledge is power. And there are information that people need to see and hear. You know what? I need to say this. We've been doing this for 4 years, and we're one of the only shows that do this. Matter of fact, we're the only show that do this. And introducing and bringing the candidates in so they can be heard. We don't fire back. We want them to talk for themselves. With that said, we are introducing and dealing with school board members for the next 2 weeks. And I'm proud, as I have my big red colors on, and excuse me, as I'm dealing with a sore throat. But I'm proud, big red, to the campus that is beautiful to see. We start with them first. With that, we have incumbent Kwame
Kamau James.
Thank you, Kwame James from Muskegon Public School, the incumbent in. How you doing, sir?
Thank you so much, Gregory. It's good to see you again.
Excuse me, I'm just flying. I'm reading scripts and
trying to get things on. Gotta keep things rolling.
Keep things rolling. Tell Muskegon about yourself.
I am the treasurer on the school board right now. I have been on the board since 2021. I came to Muskegon as a transplant. I grew up in Los Angeles, but have been here since 2007. So, you know, 16 years now, Muskegon is home, you know, and it's the home that I never, it's more home than any place ever has been for me. You know, it feels like a really good fit. I came to the school board at a time when, you know, it felt like the world was on fire. It was 2020, and we all remember how exciting that was to discover, oh, COVID, oh, there's cops kneeling on necks still. Like, this is America, huh? Like, this is the life that I'm living. So I felt a call in that moment, a real urgent call to really look at my life and see what difference I was making in the world that we're sharing together. You know, like this is, it was like, all right, what are you doing about it, Kwame? And my idea about what I could do that would really be a meaningful impact to step up my game a little bit was to run for the school board office. And, you know, I didn't win that election, but it happened that there was a school board member who moved out of the district right after the election, and I was appointed to fill the remainder of her term, and have been on and running ever since.
Yeah, I want to thank you because you're no stranger to the show, and you've been able to come on and share your experiences. What do you feel in your years, in your tenure, have been some of the successes of your tenure?
Well, you know, it might seem like a small thing, but I don't think it is by any means. There is a dialogue that happens at the board table that is so central to how the whole district organization unfolds, you know, and the tone of that dialogue shapes the tone of the interactions throughout the district, all the way into the buildings, dialogue between their administration and the teachers, the way that the teachers are communicating with the students. It makes a real difference if the board is collaborating and working well together, or if the board is contentious and fighting with each other.
Right.
You know, and so what I saw at the time, in the years prior to 2020, I'd already seen I've been to board meetings. I had seen what was going on in the district before that, which is, why that jumped out at me as an opportunity where I could have some impact. You know, there was a lot of difficulty navigating the conversation with each other in a way that felt like we were all working on the same team, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that in the time that I've been on the board, these 4 years, we have been increasing in our capacity to be collaborators together, to be real conscientious of the fact that even if we have different opinions, even if we disagree, we can disagree in a way that that doesn't push each other away. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's been my proudest contribution, honestly, because I know that that I help to bring that about for our board.
Yeah.
And when it happens for our board, it's also happening for our administration. It's also happening for our teachers. You know, it's also happening for our students, because all the analogies and our cliches that come to mind are not fit for the air. But you know, well, it rolls downhill. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we clean up our act, then everybody's got a better time, you know?
Right. It's wonderful to pass by the schools, and we have, of course, a new middle school and mm-hmm. all the other schools being fixed.
Yeah. I think everybody has seen, but maybe it's worth reiterating, like the collaboration that that attitude of collaboration gets us through all the hard choices that it takes to make the changes that we're seeing with the school, like building a middle school through the pandemic. That is a huge undertaking, and there are all sorts of hiccups that happen along the way, you know, and for people to be able to support each other through that process helps it get done. And if people are hicking up and that's throwing the whole thing off course, then you get a whole different outcome, you know?
I tell you, being on school, being a past school board member myself, mm-hmm. people don't realize that there are a lot of tough choices that have to be made when it comes down to educating the children.
Right, and that people are going to be disappointed in some of the choices that get made. Like, some people are going to be disappointed. You're not going to please everybody, you know? And that's, one of the hardest things for me, I swear, I will out myself as a, you know, codependent people pleaser, whatever the pop psychology term for it is, you know, like I know how important relationships are.
Mm-hmm.
I know how important it is for the people in my life to feel like they're getting the best from me, you know? And so I lean into that. Mm-hmm. And it matters, because when I do that, people are able to be their best for me too. You know, it's empowering to have that kind of commitment to each other, and so that hurts when I have to make a decision that I know doesn't feel good to everybody in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes the right thing isn't the comfortable thing. You know, sometimes the thing that's going to help everybody isn't the thing that feels familiar and comfortable and comforting. And we got to be able to be focused on the goal of serving the whole community, even if that means that we have to, do things that are not popular.
Okay. Now, what are some of the things that you see heading in the future Muskegon Public Schools have to do?
We really got to wrap our heads around and our hearts around and our arms around this violence thing. You know, our community is really showing out right now, you know, like in a big way. And we have to know that there is a role for us to play. And I think that our central location, not just physical, but I mean, like in the hearts of the community here, you know, there's a legacy of appreciation for Muskegon High School and the Muskegon Public Schools District and what it's been for this community for the past 150 years, mm-hmm. you know, that this just runs so deep throughout our community. There, we have alumni in every sector of this town, and the support from the community is because people know how much our district means for the well-being of our community.
Right.
And so we have to really capitalize on that position in helping to remind the community how unacceptable this violence is. Like we're better than this.
Yeah.
You know, we have a tradition of excellence that we have to find our way back to exemplifying.
Exactly. Exactly. Listen, it's 2:12.
Oh, wow.
Time just flies, but I want you to take your time to explain to people why should they vote for you?
You know, my feeling is this, you know, about shoulds. I'm not really in the world to decide what should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to tell people they should vote for me, honestly. I like to deal with what is, you know. There is significant momentum right now
mm-hmm.
around some really profound changes to our district that are important for our kids. You know, this Ford Next Generation Learning project that we're undertaking to remake the school district into a community collaborative experience.
Which is a huge project.
It's tremendous. Like we have partners from the business community, nonprofits, but it's also restructuring the way that we are dealing with the students by promoting a sense of their interest and investment in their own education.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the high school, there'll be division into separate cohorts based on what the students' interests are. But also in the elementary and middle school, there's preparation to make a decision about what they're interested in by exposing them to what the world looks like after school, you know,
right.
what the world of work is, you know, what kind of opportunities are really out there. And you know, and it's not always just college, you know, like we for a long time in education have stressed college as the way that you succeed in the world, but it's not the only way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to show kids all the ways,
right?
You know,
right.
And let them know that if you want to make $100,000 a year as a plumber, go for it. You know, that's fine. That's good work. You know, it doesn't make you any less of a person because your $100,000 didn't come from sitting in an office someplace, you know, like
our college is not for everyone.
Exactly. So what I have as I guess the asset that I bring to this moment right now, this election, is deep relationships with the people who are implementing this process for our kids. You know, I don't want to break the momentum, and I don't. You know, it's a big project, and it's complicated, and it hinges on a lot of information and knowledge that has been cultivated over these past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a lot of training with the Michigan Association of School Boards that I've been through that has helped me understand how a district works. You know, like you don't come into a role like this knowing everything about how it works. You know, there's a lot of learning that goes into being a good board member. And this isn't the time to neglect. This isn't the time to put the experience out the door, to push your experience out the door. You know, we're doing too many big things right now.
All right. My buddy Kwame. Listen, important thing, if he's very modest, make sure you get out and vote. I know most of the attention has been at the president level, but home, the school board, who's on your school board, is such a huge, huge factor in your child's life. We are going to take a break and go to our next candidate. You are watching or listening Torn Into on 103.7 The Beat. And welcome back to Torn Into on 103.7 The Beat for this lovely day, 60 degree high. We are interviewing candidates for school board. And next, we have another incumbent, Lynette Marks. Would you please welcome her to the screen? Let's see if I can get her. Lynette, can you hear me? Ms. Marks, can you hear me? Let's see. Okay, we're having some issues there. This is live. It's live radio on TV, and some things happen. But she's going to have to reboot and come back into the system. So much attention, again, has been paid on the national president, vice president. I can't tell you how important it is for you to look at who's on the school board. So there she is. Welcome to the stage, Lynette Marks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me? I'm like hoping yes, the Wi-Fi can, is working. I'm hiding at a conference room at work, so appreciate the flexibility.
All right. Tell people, our listeners, a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. Once upon a time, I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington, and went to the University of Washington, majored in engineering, graduated, and after that, I moved to Muskegon. So I have been here, aging myself, but well over 35 years. So pretty much all of my adult life. I work in quality engineering is kind of how my career has shifted. So a whole lot of checks and balances, processes, procedures, making sure things are what they need to be, living in that gray area in between situations. So both my kids have gone to MPS, kindergarten through 12th grade, had a great education. And as my daughter had kind of aged, graduated, and I was no longer spending a lot of time doing Girl Scouts, there was an opening on the school board, and I've been doing school board since.
How long have you been on a school board?
So I have been, my gosh, I got to hand a diploma to Jose. We had a kind of a bonus child, lived with us his last couple of years of high school and through college. So he graduated 2011. So 2011. I've been on the board. So I've been started out really just kind of learning my way through, and had been secretary for quite a while. And the last couple of years, I'm honored to have been voted as, it's not like mayor where we elect them. This was actually the other board members chose me to be president the last couple of years. So quite honored by that.
So what do you feel that are some of your major accomplishments since you have been on the board?
Really, I think the push and the shift to make sure that we are providing a education for absolutely every student. I'm very passionate that we be providing a good, solid education for the full breadth of kids. So we've got the kids that are, at the upper end, that are highly intelligent, probably going to be successful, no matter what they do. and making sure that we're providing them with opportunities and challenges to further themselves and better themselves, as well as any of the students that we have got that really have got, whether it's a learning disability or they're coming from a, you know, disadvantaged home situation where they don't have all those extra things, making sure that we're providing that extra support around to give them what they need. And then we have a vast majority of students that are really in the middle, if you will, that are going to fall in, but making sure that we are teaching kids how they learn rather than teaching them how we want to teach, you okay. know, with the sit and get type. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in a conference room. I need to, we've got a energy saving lights. Not that I'm a crazy woman. I apologize. It's probably going to go off about every 5 minutes because I'm.
That's okay. Just keep waving your hand. You have a couple minutes.
And one of the things that
what do you see in the future are some of the things that need to be accomplished with Muskingum Public Schools?
We need to continue upping the educational environment until every student is meeting requirements. I'm really quite excited about where we're going with the Ford Next Generation or Ford NGL process. I know that we've had a lot of that coming out in the mirror. We've had a lot of community meetings. We've had meetings with a lot of key individuals throughout the community, both parents, staff, and business and other organizational leaders. But really that is going, what we're talking about is making sure that we're giving students a voice and a choice in what their passions and what their interests are and providing an education to support that. Mm-hmm. With this program, every student that graduates is going to come out not only with a diploma, with something extra. So it may be that they've got some college credits. It may be that they've got a welding certificate, you know, so looking for those lifetime pathways for the students and really providing that for everybody. Also pushing that down, not just at the high school level, but pushing that down into the middle school level, down into the elementary, so that students are given field trips, students are given experiences where you may have some adults, you might have a nurse come in, you might have a police officer come in, you know, you might have an artist come in and talk to the students and kind of know what some opportunities are and what that actually looks like for them. I'm really pleased that we've actually, this is the first year that we've had the guaranteed field trip experiences for kindergarten through eighth grade. So every student, it's not dependent on my teacher filled out a grant and got us this opportunity, but every student in those grade levels has got the opportunity to have these experiences. As we're working through the Ford model and clarifying what pathways these educational experiences are going to align, whether that's a health and human services or business and entrepreneurship or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting at home and I'm sitting up and I don't know who to vote for. And we ask, this is a canned question. We ask people, why should they vote for you?
Why should you vote for me? You would think that I would have known you were going to ask me this question and I would have a canned answer. I feel part of my decision was do I or don't I want to run again? Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest. So I looked at that because school board is an interesting position. You get elected to a lot of other roles and they come with a paycheck, you know, or at least a partial paycheck. And school board doesn't do that. It truly is you spend the money or you spend the time applying for it, and it ends up being a volunteer opportunity or commitment for quite a while. I wanted to continue running because I'm really passionate about where we're going, and I want to see a lot of this through. I feel that the experience that I've gained and that I've learned is allowing me to be more effective as a school board member. I am able to navigate the structure a little bit better and understand those relationships and the processes. I feel that I've been effective being involved in things from a procedural level. Again, systems and processes are kind of like what I do. So I feel that I really bring a value and a benefit to the board and to the district.
Let me ask you a question. I didn't get a chance to ask Kwame this question, but do you see that the school district will continue with the AB schedule?
That is being looked at. Praising me and, okay, there we go with the lights. That's actually looked at every year. It goes a couple of ways. The AB leans in with what the teachers feel they get an input. I believe that we will most likely continue with that at the secondary level. Part of what it gives us is it gives you a longer class period. And by having a longer class period, we're able to more effectively do some of the more creative things. So rather than trying to squeeze a lesson into your 48 or 52 or whatever the set time is, you're able to do more. And we've really been working with the staff, and a curriculum department's been working with the staff to kind of broaden their mindset so that you're not doing, a 2-hour block of sit and listen or sit mm-hmm. and get, where you're doing that, so that you're able to do the lesson, which you obviously need to teach and share, but then you're able to do more of an interactive project-based learning around that. And part of what we're looking at with the Ford Next Generation Learning is to do more of what you would call teaching through the lens. So everybody's going to get history, right? I mean, it's obviously, it's state mandated. We need to make sure that the kids have that. Well, if you were working on, say, a technical side of things, and we're talking about World War II, you're going to learn all the facts about World War II, but you might also focus on some of the more technical aspects of that, behind the scenes, the equipment, some of the technology that went into that, and some of the growth we saw at the time. If you were working on a human services and you were taking that educational pathway, we might be working and learning more about the Red Cross, the what's going on with the UN, all of that sort of thing. So you're going to get the same information, but then you're going to focus a little bit more on one or the other. And our plans are not to overwhelm either the students or the staff. Obviously, we've got a vision of where we're going. The reality is we're not going to get there overnight. It's going to be a continuous improvement process. So what it may look like is, first year, you ask every teacher to say, okay, we need you to come up with, you're going to teach history for, a semester. So you're going to come up with one lesson plan that's really going to expand on that. And you're really going to teach through the lens of that. They mm-hmm. can tweak that, get that comfortable. And then next year, you're kind of going to adjust that. And then you can add another one. So you're gradually going to grow that until 5-10 years from now, we've got a completely different way of educating students that's a lot more engaging.
Okay. All right, Line Marks, thank you. And same to Kwame, thank you for your service. I know, again, being a past school board member, it's difficult. I know you have to make some tough choices, but you do so for the interest of the children. And we want to thank you for your service.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. And truly, it's hard because so often The adults matter. The adults matter a lot, but it's really the kids. It's got to come down to what's right for the kids. How do we support them, make sure they get what they need? And we need to take care of the adults in the process.
Great.
Thank you so much for this opportunity and this time. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. That's Lionel Marks, president of the Muskegon Public Schools. We want to thank her and Kwame as well, Kwame James, for their service. We're going to take a break and go to our next candidate. You are watching or listening to Torrin the 2 on 103.7 The Beat or M106. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
All right. Thank you.
And welcome back to Torrin the 2 on 103.7 The Beat for this October 25th, 2024. The show is brought to you by Bishop Custom Series and Entertainment. Remember, see the Bishop for all your needs. We have been interviewing candidates for school board. We have another person coming up shortly, but I have to do a quick editorial. And this editorial is the opinion solely upon me. Do not reach out to the radio station. Reach out to Greg Roberts if you have to. I will even give you my cell phone number. There have been some questions or debate or people expressing how we do our interviews and of interviews of candidates. And how we do our interviews of candidates is we ask them questions and you guys provide questions and we let them speak. Now, where they go from there, we don't come back with fastballs. We don't come back or express our opinions. We let them educate you on them solely on them. Whether that may be good or bad, we want you to hear it. And then you make an educated choice. We don't throw the fastball. We do that for a reason. We want to stay neutral. We want Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Green Party, whatever, to be on this show so you can be an informed voter. And speaking of that, I've heard something that chills me to the core, that a lot of people are thinking about staying home and not voting this year. You have got to be out of your mind. And I know we say this every year. I know we express this every year, but let me tell you, in my many years of being on boards or being on commissions or being a coach or being out there in the community, or even running a party office, I can say this. This election is far the most important election in how this country, this state, and your city goes, whether from school board or to national politics. This is the big one. This is the big one. You can't afford to stay home on a couch. You can't afford to look at an individual and vote on one issue. You have to be really educated and look at the candidates and say, who is the best person for the country, the state, and the city, whether it's city board or whether it's school board. Who's that best person? Now, what the question is, some of the candidates, unfortunately, we're going to have to really make a tough choice and bite your lip and pull that ballot. The most important thing is that you get out there and vote, because when you don't vote, it's a vote for the candidate that you don't want in office. Just some food for thought. Okay, we're waiting for our next candidate. We're going to go into Muskegon Heights Public Schools. If you are watching or listening to this, and if you have not been interviewed, you are running out of time, and we have only 1 week left, and then it's voting time. And so We've reached out to several individuals. As a matter of fact, we reached out to every individual. I want to thank the work behind the scenes, whether it's Lady J or Q or B Rob or PA, for getting these candidates lined up and letting us do the job of interviewing. That's important. And we want to thank them for the hard work that they do. I want to dap into school board and why that is so important. Like I said, being a past school board member, from everything to, like they talked about, the AB schedule, or designing a whole new structure or schedule of learning, a process of learning, or to whatever books that they use, comes from your school board. And you look at some school boards right now, they are eliminating certain books out of the library. In 2024, that is happening. Books that I was required to read for knowledge, some of those books are being eliminated for one political reason or another. And guess what? Those people are winning because they are attending the school board members and we are not. And so they are deciding what is going to happen in those school board elections. So with that said, get out, attend those school board meetings, and you'd be surprised what you might learn. Now, there's some other races that I want to talk about. The judgeship race, there's a very important judgeship race. If you have not experienced what happens in a court or have not gone to a debate or haven't had a chance, I challenge you to go down to the county and to sit into and to watch what judges have to go through. I guarantee you, you will be surprised what they have to do. The most important thing that you want from a judge is it about that person being friendly, or is that person applying the law? And they have laws that they have to go by. So make sure that you get out there and vote for somebody that has the characteristic of doing what is right and not what is popular. Judge said this to me: if you are my friend, stay out of my court, because you're not going to get the hookup in my courtroom. And it's not about that. It's about justice. So that's a little bit about the judgeship. Some people have said, what are my opinions on the national race? Well, the national race, the presidential race, of course, we have said that we will stay neutral and only educate you to make sure that you, regardless if it's Democrat, Republican, Green Party, Libertarian, whatever, we would do whatever it takes to educate you on who is the right candidate for you. A problem is that on Facebook and the internet, we have become a copy and paste generation. What does that mean? What has happened is we see something that somebody else writes, we copy it and throw it on our site without any investigation, without any thought process, without any idea of who I might hurt or a group of people who I might hurt. It sounds right. It feels right because what somebody else said without any thought. I want to challenge you, Muskegon, and actually the world, because this goes out throughout the world. And this country of the United States is supposed to be the greatest experience, melting pot in the world. But some way we've lost track of that. And we've lost track of what our responsibilities are. Are we supposed to take care of our own? In other words, making sure our infrastructure is correct, right? That we have dollars for our school, that people don't have to work two and three jobs to get by, that people are $400 away, $400 away from a catastrophe, from losing their house, their home, their car. I mean, all these things are being decided right now. Don't let a 30-second commercial, impress you on a candidate. Do some research. I mean, really go to a person's site. We'll talk the president right now, who's running for president right now. Go to their sites. You can read their information and compare their information. In my household, I took my, and for the future, take your kids to vote and show them the process, whether you get an absentee ballot and sit down at the table and discuss it like we do at my house, or in the old days when we used to go flip the switch. Get young people involved in this process, because we say it every time, but I don't think it really sits in that people actually died and what the process that people had to go through for you to have the right to vote. But yet we take that literally. We sit and cheer at a ball game, but we won't take the highest responsibility of voting seriously. Some people have said, well, maybe we need to give people money or whatever. That is senseless to me. You have an obligation in this country to be involved. That's right, be involved. Whether is to run, and we do need people running, and we want to thank the people that are serving, but we're also, we need bright minds, dedicated people that are willing to step out and bring creative ideas, not ideas that you copied and paste from a page, but bright ideas to the structure. That's what we need. That's what we need. And we on WUVS 103.7 to beat in M1C 106, we're going to continue to make sure that we provide that information to you. With that said, that's my thoughts. And hopefully we don't let you down in educating, because we take this very seriously to make sure that you know what the candidates stand for and what they don't stand for, but you hear from them. Lastly, I'll say this. I am a little disappointed in quite a few candidates, because we have reached out to everyone to give them an equal chance to have their 15 minutes in fame, but they have neglected that. Now, I understand people are busy, but as you saw on the last interview, yeah, she took time from work to sneak in the closet just to make sure that her voice was heard on this station. People, if people are knocking at the doors every 4 years or every 2 years, and that's the only time that you see them, and you're sitting living paycheck to paycheck, but the only time you see them is in a parade, then we need to question the system and you need to question them. If they won't take the opportunity to speak to you in one way, form, or fashion, whether that's knocking at the door or coming on this radio station or speaking out to you other than sending a mailer, then I think you need to question that individual and say, what really do you, or what do you really plan to do for my household? I don't know about you, but I'm very transparent. And I'll tell you, that group of people that are sitting up and have to look at, do you buy medicine? Do you pay for that medical bill? Or do you pay for food? Or do you take a trip this week? Or do you do something with your grandchildren? or do you have to look at your income? We're in that generation. I'm in that generation. Just because you hear my voice don't mean that the struggle is not real. The struggle is real. It's tough. It's tough on a lot of us out there. So let's make sure that this year that we are voting for people that will turn this around. That is my opinion of Gregory T. Roberts. I know it is 2:50. We will probably not see our next candidate, but we have a slate of candidates next week, and we'll make sure that we'll get them on. To the producers of the show, we're going to take a break, take a couple minutes and take a break, regroup, and I'm going to finish out on what I think about this election. You listen to election coverage on Torn in Two with G-Man, Greg Roberts. Melvin Burns, we'll see you next week on 103.7 The Beat and M106. We'll see you in a second. And welcome back to Torn in Two on 103.7 The Beat. We have a special guest, and I'm proud to introduce part of 2 tons of fun. Actually, we've dropped down to 1 ton of fun. But
one ton of fun.
Robert Roundtree, better known as Big Rob.
Yes, sir.
Or medium-sized Rob right now.
Yeah.
You had a great interview yesterday that people don't know. Would you tell us about it?
Yeah, I was able to interview Governor Tim Walz, who is running with Kamala Harris on the ticket for voting this year, and for president, I should say, not voting. But, you know, he has some very powerful things to say and talk about Kamala Harris and himself and the policies that they're going to try to change. And part of it was the Black agenda for Black men in America and their for lack of better words, the loans and stuff that they're going to do for small businessmen, mm-hmm. and women also, for Black America, basically. So it was a wonderful interview. Didn't have much time to speak with him, but in the short time that I did have, it was great, you know, to be able to speak to a possible vice president of the United States. PA had the honor and the pleasure for speaking with President Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hey, it was great speaking to.
Now, how did that feel that they reached out to 103.7 The Beat and the M106 to talk about their agenda?
It was great. It was an honor. It was shocking to me. I got the email about 11 something at night.
Wow.
And PA was traveling. And so I said, sure, I'll come in early and do it. And, you know, that's what I did. Came in, took care of the interview, and, you know, it was great, you know, speaking with him and his team. Mm-hmm.
Rob, you've been at this. We've been at this about as long as trying to get people out to vote. And there are a lot of people talking about staying home. Your thoughts?
Don't do that. I mean, no matter how you feel about the candidates, you know, we still have local elections going on. We still have a lot of people that is vying for your vote. If you don't like the president, of the current vice president, the former vice president, former any of them, then get out there and cast your vote. It's too many of us, our people, our ancestors that died for the right to vote, you know, and there was a time where people like myself had to, and any other Black person for that matter, had to pass a brown bag test or count, you know, guess how many marbles in a jar. There was too many of us that had, too many of our ancestors that had to go through that to give us the right to where we can walk in with a official ID, whether it be a state or federal ID, and cast your vote. So, you know, it is very important to get out and vote, no matter what you think of the candidates. There's somebody in that group that you may like. You may like not like the two people that they're pushing, the Republican and Democrat. Cornel West is on the ballot. Vote for him. There's other people on the ballot. Just because we're seeing all the ads and texts and phone calls for either Trump or Kamala Harris, there's other people on that ticket that don't have a budget of $500 million to spend, or $1 billion to spend on advertising and getting people out to vote. So
let's go to Houston, Texas. Michael Anthony Smith, he said, young people don't know or care about the struggle we've had to vote. They must be educated on the problem of their grandparents had trying to vote. Thank you, Michael Anthony Smith from Houston, Texas.
I agree with that.
Oh,
I really do. I agree with that.
Now, let's go back to the interview. If somebody wanted to see or hear that interview, can they go back to our station and see that?
They can go to our app, Amari Entertainment. I mean, not Amari Entertainment. I'm sorry. Umoja, Umoja radio app. And you can find that interview among others there. So please go to that app, Umoja, Umoja radio app. You can get it on Android, Google, computer, you know, if you had, you know, work or whatever and stuff, and you want to put some headphones on and listen to it. I think it was like 6 to 8 minutes, and you can listen to it. He had a lot to say in the short time that we had, and I was very proud and honored to be able to be a representative for Muskegon, Michigan, in this radio station to interview him.
What an honor.
Yeah. Very much so.
So
little stations don't get stuff like that. It's usually the huge stations.
That's right. That's correct.
But we were able to pull that off thanks to Paul and his leadership. You know, him having a president on, me having a prospective vice president on, and others. So, you know, thanks, Paul, for your leadership.
Did you take his interview with sincerity? Did you feel that this was a person that was really caring for the struggle?
Yes, I did. And knowing that he wasn't a billionaire, he had to actually work some jobs. You know, it was refreshing. Mm-hmm. You know, Donald Trump is a billionaire, a millionaire, whatever you want to call it, been most of his life. So he doesn't really understand, in my opinion, the struggles that people that are impoverished in this world, you know, he lives in that one percentile of the United States, not in the 99 percentile, you know, where we all have to get up. We all got to go to work. We all got to go to work when we don't want to. So, you know, he really came on to me as a person who understands.
I have an opinion on this, but I'm going to keep it still, but I want your opinion. Do you feel that it's a double standard out there when it comes down to voting for a man or possibly voting for a woman?
Absolutely. There is. A lot of men ain't ready for a woman, especially a black woman. So that's what it is.
Wow. With that said, enough has been said. I want to thank Big Rob coming in, stepping in, and talking about that interview, because that was a great interview. And what a great privilege to speak to a possible new vice president. Listen, go out. Listen, people, we are serious as a heart attack that this race is the most important election that you will have. You've been listening and watching Torn the Two on 103.7 The Beat. Remember, go out there and sow a seed in somebody's life. You never know who you might touch. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Deuces.